In 1937, then, your father donates Philmont to the Boy Scouts. And he had correspondence with Walter Head, who was the leader of the Boy Scouts. How did that make you feel?
Well, that was all right. I thought that was a great thing to do with it.
But it was the ranch that you loved to be on.
Well, I loved the ranch, but I didn't want all of that ranch. I wanted part of it. By that time, it was a 300,000-acre ranch. He didn't give them the whole 300,000 acres. He gave them 90-some thousand acres. Now, the part that he gave them was just right. That was the part where the house was and the fish camp was and, you know, a lot of beautiful scenery. I loved that. I loved it and grew up in it and all that. But the part of the ranch that I would have liked was maybe further on south and some country that he wasn't particularly interested in, but he ended up selling that to somebody else many years ago for really pretty cheap. The way things are now, he sold it for about $7 an acre. Hmm. And, you know, you don't go out and buy a country like that for $7 an acre now.
Virginia, are you going to comment?
Well, I just wanted to make the point that Dad enjoyed the ranch, but none of the work on it, as Joe was saying. He would never have enjoyed it in the same way that we have. Didn't know it, really. That was a part of the ranch that he never knew and never understood.
So then when he gave the land to the Boy Scouts, you still had land.
There was a hell of a lot of plenty of ranch.
And so there was enough for you to still be on.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And it was very productive.
More than enough.
What he gave away was camping.
I wasn't real happy when he sold that, which even at that time was a pretty cheap price. You know, I always had hope that I could end up with a little piece of that somewhere, sometime. But I think, really, he thought he was doing me a favor by getting rid of that. I think he really did.
Because he thought you might end up in the oil business again?
No.
No?
He thought that I'd probably, if he'd have given me a part of that ranch, he figured I'd probably stay there the rest of my life. And that's all I'd ever want to do. And that's exactly what I would have done. But he didn't want me to do that. He thought I ought to do something else.
And then when he gave Philmont to the Boy Scouts, that was in 37, and you would have been 19 years old.
Yeah, that was. I had already been through that.
In 1937, he gave them a small part of the ranch that was detached from the main ranch.
Yeah.
It's called the Poneal, and I can't remember how many acres it was.
It was about,
do you, Joe?
45,000 acres.
Okay.
But later, when he gave the big part of the ranch to him, what year was that?
41, 42.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
So you were 23 then?
Yeah.